Brother Tony, how many times did you talk to Jesus before you got saved? Wes, how many times did you talk to Jesus before you got saved? Lord, if you'll just help me out of this mess. Talking to Jesus is a whole lot different than talking with Jesus. Pilate talked to Jesus. Are you the Son of God? He was asking questions. And understand something. We do the same thing today in our lifetime. We go through all these opportunities to get saved, but we reject Jesus. Maybe you're hearing you've been in church all your life. Maybe you're hearing you know what it means to be a church member. You know what it means to pay tithes. You know what it means to come to church, but you've rejected Jesus all your life. It's amazing to me that Brother Donald and I've gone to conferences, Brother Robert, and preaching conferences where I saw preachers walk down to an altar and preachers get saved. We've had church members at this church come down to an altar and say, I've never been saved. So understand something. You can be a church member. You can be a good person. You can come to church all your life and still reject Jesus. Pilate rejected Jesus. Even though I believe he knew exactly who he was. Pilate could have said, I believe this man is who he says he is, and I'm going to let him go. And nobody would have said nothing to him. He had the backing of the whole Roman army, and nobody would have said anything to him. Oh, yeah, somebody would have fussed. Somebody they wouldn't have done it out loud. But understand, so how many times do we know exactly who he is? We've seen him do miracle after miracle in our lives. And you come in and we put on a show. We come in and we act like we're saved, and we go through the motions. But in reality, how many times are we rejecting Jesus? Understand something. Jesus has talked back to some of y'all and you still rejected him. So you can be in church. You can come to church. You can come down to an altar. You can go through the motions all you want to. But until you really ask him into your heart, until you really know that you're saved, until you really feel a difference in your life, until you really live a difference in your life, until you go out and you change, have you still rejected Jesus? Pilate rejected Jesus even though he knew, and Pilate knew exactly what he was doing. The Bible says in Luke chapter 23, verse 3 and 4, and Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered and said, thou sayest it. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the people, I find no fault in this man. I find no fault in this man. I think he knew exactly who Jesus was. John chapter 19 says this, and it was in the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour, he said unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, said, we have no king but Caesar. John chapter 19, verse 19 and 22 says this. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title, when read by the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and as it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin, then said the chief priest unto Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Pilate did not write. He said he was king of the Jews. Pilate did not write. He could have been king of the Jews. Pilate did not write. Maybe he was king of the Jews. Pilate had him to write out, Jesus, the King of the Jews. I believe with all my heart he knew who Jesus was and still rejected him. How many of us, I'm telling you right now, before I got saved, and David has said this before, and I know Tony will agree with me, but everybody in here will probably agree with what I'm getting ready to say. Before I got saved, I knew who Jesus was. Matt, you knew who Jesus was. But there was not a doubt in my mind. I was raised in church. I knew exactly who Jesus was. I knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. No doubt, without a doubt, I knew Jesus Christ was the Son of God. I believed everything in the, before I got saved, I believed everything in this Bible. Before I got saved, I believed that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Before I got saved, I believed Elijah prayed fire down from heaven. Before I got saved, I believed that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Amen. I believed that Jesus Christ had walked this earth, lived a sinless life, was the King of the Jews, exactly who he said he was. I believed that Jesus died. I believed that Jesus was resurrected on the third day. I believed that Jesus was sitting on the right hand of the Father before I got saved. I believed all that and rejected him multiple times. How many of us, Clint, we believed it all. But for years and years and years, we rejected him. Oh, I believe that you... I mean, somebody witnessed too. Oh, I believe that. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing you can tell me about Jesus that I don't believe. But I don't want to live for him. Oh, I believe he's exactly who he said he was. But I don't want to live for him. I believe he's exactly who he said he was. But I don't want to have to come to church 3 times a week. I believe he's exactly who he said he was, but I don't want to have to live. I don't want to change my life and live my life for him, even though I believe he's exactly who he said he was. Well, let me go ahead and tell you something. There will come a day that not only will you believe he's exactly who he says he was, but you will bow down before him. How many of us reject him knowing exactly he is who he says he was? Before he died, before I was saved, I believe he died on that cross for my sins. Pilate rejected Jesus even though he was warned by people that he loved not to reject Jesus. Verse 19 says, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the situations where a husband should have listened to his wife, and he'd have been a whole lot better off. Some of y'all husbands, some of y'all wives say amen right there. His wife comes to him. His wife says, I suffered many things about this man in a dream. Do not have nothing to do with this. But yet he went right on. How many of us sitting here today have been warned by loved ones and yet you're still not saved? How many of us here today have been warned by preachers over the years, but yet you're still not saved? Going through the motions, people might think you're saved, but are you really? Warned by Sunday school teachers, warned by churches, warned by God, warned by the Holy Spirit. I mean, going through things in our life, and you could hear God speaking to you about your salvation, but yet you reject him. I wonder how many people sit in church today thinking they're saved, but in reality they're not. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Everybody on the church roll ain't saved. Warned by the Bible. I guarantee just about everybody in here can quote John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting. We all know that one. If that's the only verse you ever knew, that's enough. If that's the only one you ever heard, that's enough. To know the gospel. The Bible says, for the invisible things of God are clearly seen from creation. You can't live in this world and not believe in a God. I don't care what the atheists tell you. John chapter 12, verse 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one judge with him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. The Bible is clear. We all know, every one of us in here know who he is. And still some reject him. Pilate rejected Jesus and thought he had got rid of him. I'll send him to Herod. I'll get him off of me. I'll send him to Herod. The Bible says that they took Jesus before Herod. He wouldn't even speak to Herod because, and we understand why Jesus never spoke to Herod, because he had put John the Baptist to death. So Jesus said, I'm not even going to speak to this heretic. Somebody better look up at me right now. You better be glad that you like Pilate. At least Jesus would speak to Pilate. Thank God that I did not get to the point where Jesus wouldn't even speak to me. Aren't you glad that you never cried? Yeah, there's some people that can cross that line, Steve. There's some people that reject him and reject him and reject him and reject him. And he withdraws that spirit from him. Understand, I'm glad I'm like Pilate. I'm glad he's still talking to me, amen. The Holy Ghost is speaking to you right now. If there's any kind of conviction on you right now, you ought to thank God that you can still feel that convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Pilate said, I'll just get rid of him. I'll send him to Herod. Then he thought, well, I'll just have him scourged. That'll take care. That'll appease everybody. I'll have him scourged. Then he tried to release him for Barabbas, and that didn't work. Let me tell you something, folks. When the Holy Ghost is on your trail and when Jesus is on your trail, you can't run and you can't hide. He kept coming back. He kept coming back. He kept coming back. And understand something. You listen to me real good. Jesus is going to keep coming back until he don't. Genesis 6:3 said, my spirit will not always strive with man. He's going to keep convicting you. The Holy Spirit's going to keep on and keep on and keep on. And you're not going to know when the last time's going to be. Until all of a sudden you're going to realize he hadn't spoke to me lately. And it could be too late. Pilate rejected Jesus for some of the same lame reasons we do. He loved his position. Bible says he was a governor. He was in charge of a region. He was somebody. How many times do we reject Jesus because of our position? I don't want people to talk about me. I don't want people to look down on me. I don't want people to think that I'm uppity. Pilate rejected Jesus because of fear of the people. He, like I said a while ago, he had the backing of the whole Roman army. He didn't have to fear the people, but he did. He was a politician. That ought to tell you something right there. His main goal was to try to keep everybody happy. My man, if I get saved, it's going to upset my mama. If I get saved, it's going to upset my daddy. If I get saved, it's going to upset this one. If I get saved, it's going to upset that one. Let me go ahead and tell you something. You're living in the greatest country in the world where you have the opportunity to get saved. And not, you don't have to worry about being put to death. You don't have to worry about being killed. You don't have to worry about being ostracized. You realize in India, when somebody gets saved, they kick them out of their village. Their mom and dad turns their, if a Muslim gets saved, they turn their back on them and understands that if a Muslim gets saved, there's a good opportunity that they'll be killed. You don't have to worry about that now. In America, we all have that opportunity to be saved. So I'm scared. I just don't know if I can live that Christian life. Well, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So don't let fear stop you from being saved. Because fear will send you to hell. Folks, this is serious. The Bible says the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Don't worry about what people's going to think of you. Don't worry about what mama and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy might say. Don't worry about what your friends at school's going to say. Let me tell you something. We're talking eternity. And Kevin, the thing about it is, and now listen, the thing about it is, if I really believed it, like I said, I believed, well, and I did. I'm telling you, I believed everything about that Bible. I even believed, Brother Barry, that there was a hell that I was going to. And still rejected Jesus. You believed it, didn't you, David? Tony, you believed in hell, didn't you? Brother Robert, you believed. Brother Donald, you believed in hell even when you was doing things you hadn't been as doing. Even though we were rejecting Jesus. How many of us this morning? Let's just get where the rubber meets the road, okay? I'm sick and tired of going to church and the preacher just tippy-tapping around and playing around and telling you everything you want to hear. That ain't church. That's what David was about in Sunday school this morning. That's a social club. Amen. It's time we got to the truth. Let me ask you a question right now. You listen to me real good. If you had to stand before Jesus right now, could you go to heaven? If you can't take me back to it, and I'm not talking about every night, oh, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about getting saved. Getting saved. If you can't take me back to a place where you were broken with your sin, you were brokenhearted about how you were living, and you were brokenhearted that there was a Savior that loved you enough to die for you, like Brenda was singing in that song. Who am I? Who am I? Melvin, that a man would leave the splendor and glory of heaven, come down to this awful world, and die that awful death that Jesus died just because he loved me. Like I said, I wonder how Pilate must have felt 4 days later when all the witnesses in Jerusalem were talking about Jesus being alive. You don't have to leave this church lost. You don't have to leave this church in a backslid state. I'm just telling you right now, there's a God that loves you and gave his only begotten son. I thought about it when somebody said something about that a while ago. I thought about David. David's got two fine young men, two fine boys. And to say that he would give up one for you to go to heaven would be amazing. I know he wouldn't because he feels the same way I do. But at least you would have another one. God said, I'll give my only son. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Now, you listen to this. My son is sitting here, and my daughter's sitting here. I wouldn't let my son take the beating that Jesus took to save you. Much less, Brother Tony, much less dying. I know you don't have a son, but you got grandbabies. Can you imagine holding them in your arms thinking one day, I'm going to have to give this up so that a drunk and a drug addict and a whoremonger and a prostitute can go to heaven? I believe Pilate knew who he was and rejected him anyway. Are you going to do the same? Are you going to continue to reject Jesus, or are you just going to go through life? Let me tell you something, folks. Going through life with everybody thinking you saved, it's all right down here. But when you die and go to hell, it ain't going to be worth it. If there's any question today, any question whatsoever about your salvation, get on this altar this morning. You ain't got to tell me. Just talk to him. You ain't even got to raise your hand and say, I believe I got saved. It don't matter to us. I mean, I love hearing about it, and I like knowing that people's been saved. But listen, if your name's already on the church roll and you come down to this altar, you ain't got to tell nobody. It ain't between me and you. It's between you and him. Let me tell you something. I know without a doubt. Chucky, I know I'm going to heaven. Ain't a doubt in my mind. I know I'm going to heaven. Am I perfect? Oh, I'm a long way from perfect. Thank God for the blood being applied to a stupid idiot like me. But I'm just saying, this is eternity we're talking about. This is your soul we're talking about. Don't leave this church lost. Don't leave this church without knowing that if something were to happen to you, everything's going to be all right. If you would bow your heads. Brother Robert, y'all come get a song.